There's the passages we chant again and again. Those with respect for the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Respect for concentration, respect for the training. And the presence of Nibbana. There's a similar passage where the Buddha says it's through respect in these things that the true Dharma lives. As long as the monks and the nuns, the laymen and the laywomen, have respect for the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. That's what keeps the Dharma alive, not only in the general sense, but also in your heart. Because the practice takes perseverance, it takes commitment. And if there's no sense of respect, then it's hard to commit. It's the fact that the Dharma is larger than you. That's what makes it something you can give your whole life to. It was just some ideas you can throw around. It wouldn't be worth much. But it's a training. It requires that you train your thoughts, your words, your deeds, again and again and again. Because our defilements have so many different ways of showing themselves, and then hiding themselves, and then showing themselves again. So you have to be really committed. When commitment comes with a sense of respect and gratitude, then it can live. It can stay long. You can be in for the long haul. We see stories of those in the time of the Buddha who had to hear only one Dharma talk, sometimes just a phrase or two, and they gained an awakening. We wonder why we can't get awakening with a phrase or two. Well, the Buddha picked all the ripe fruit. We're the ones who have to work on our own. We take the Dharma, bring it inside. And as Ajahn Mun used to say, we try to follow the customs of the Noble Ones, not just our opinions. But learn to reshape our opinions, to be in line with the Dharma. And in that way, we grow, the Dharma is maintained. So we practice the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma, which means practicing for the sake of dispassion, not for the sake of fame, not for the sake of being respected by other people, but for the sake of our own well-being. And it's a well-being that doesn't harm anybody. In fact, it's a well-being that sets a good example for others. Which is why the Buddha said, when you gain results from the practice, the results spread around. Look at him. He gained results from his practice, and he's established the religion that's lasted now for 2,600 years through the respect that it's earned. So try to approach the Dharma with the proper attitude of respect and gratitude. Because where would you be without it? Think about that every day.